tension between Russia and the U.S. over Ukraine, and European resistance to the U.S. decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem al-Quds. Two contentious issues raised at the Ministerial Council of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. During a press conference with his Austrian counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson responded to a question on Jerusalem al-Quds.
The president is simply carrying out the will of the American people. The reality is Israel's government, its courts, its prime minister's office is all in Jerusalem today. So it is just an acknowledgement of what is reality on the ground.
The Austrian foreign minister voiced the general position of most European leaders.
We think that the final status of Jerusalem should be a result of direct negotiations between two parties there. And I think we should do anything possible to avoid further escalation in the region.
Meanwhile, Russia's Sergei Lavrov was quoted as telling his American counterpart that U.S. pressure on Russian diplomats and media, including recruitment attempts by the U.S. intelligence services, was unacceptable. The main argument, however, centered on Ukraine. Tillerson said the U.S. would never accept Russian occupation and that sanctions would remain in place until Russia withdraws its forces from the region. Lavrov said Russia supports the OSCE settlement plan and monitoring mission and blamed Ukraine for dragging its heels on proposals for UN peacekeepers and obstructing international channels set up to try to reduce violence. Asked about relations with Russia, Tillerson said Ukraine was the single most difficult obstacle in the way of normalizing ties.
The diplomatic opportunities at the OSCE Ministerial Council were expected to help ease tensions between Russia and the West, but the various statements heard at the Council indicate that the so-called confidential atmosphere is still pervading. I'm Homa Lesky for Press TV in Vienna.